Mehrgul scanned the crowds at the market, looking for Atta. Surely by now her father had spent the yuan they'd made from the sale of a few peaches. But there was no sign of him along the dirt paths that were lined with the autumn harvest from nearby farms. The green and red peppers, the onions and potatoes piled high on donkey carts or spread out on blankets. Atta was not among those bargaining for turnips or carrots or meat cut from hanging carcasses of sheep. He'd been gone long enough to get drunk. Wasn't that why he had brought her? Each Wednesday he left her alone with the cart for a longer and longer time. Her gaze shifted to the mounds of honey peaches that lay unsold, the pile of willow baskets. Until her brother went away, it had been his job to come to market. Mehmet had insisted Mehrgul come too, during her summer vacation. "She arranges wilted radishes so they look good enough to eat," he told Atta. She could arrange the family's goods, but she had no gift for selling. When Mehmet was in charge, they'd sold everything, and their legs swung happily from the edge of the empty cart as their old donkey pulled them home. That seemed a lifetime ago. It had only been 8 weeks.
"Are you all right?"
The woman selling yarn next to her had called out to her. Mehrgul was standing, gripping the edge of the cart. She forced her hands to loosen their hold and made a slow turn to face her neighbor, who sat on a crate pulling yarn into her lap, winding it into skeins. "Would you mind watching my carts for just a few minutes?" Mehrgul asked. The woman waved Mehrgul away.
"Take your time. Neither of us has many customers today."
Mehrgul bobbed her head. She put two peaches into a basket and walked off. A hard-boiled egg would take away the pangs of hunger, if not her troubling thoughts. As usual, the egg woman squatted on the ground next to the cellar of pots and pans. Piles of eggs and discarded shells lay on the same green groundcloth she always used. Mehrgul's classmate Hajinsa sat in front of her on a long rolled-up rush mat she'd obviously just purchased, leaving no room for other customers who would have squatted in the accustomed manner and purchased or bartered for an egg. Her high and mighty self sat there, her tall, slender body supple as a willow branch, her perfect red high platform sandals and red stockings showing beneath her long blue skirt. After paying for an egg, she began peeling it, picking at the shell and carelessly dropping it bit by bit onto the ground. The egg woman noticed Mehrgul first. Then Hajinsa glanced in her direction.
"Mehrgul, come,"
Hajinsa said, gesturing for her to share the seat.
"Why haven't you been in school?"
Rather than wait for an answer, she turned away, blew a huff of air.
"Your headscarf, tied under your chin. You try hard to look like a peasant, don't you?"
Mehrgul found her feet. No, her ugly, cheap, baby-strap shoes, glued to the dusty pathway.
"Better watch out,"
Hajinsa said, taking a bite of egg before turning around to look at Mehrgul again.
"You're the kind they send to work in the factories on the coast."
She hitched her shoulder.
"Unless, of course, your family has lots of money to pay a fine."
Mehrgul's eyes blazed hatred at Hajinsa, but the truth in Hajinsa's words left her numb. It was already the end of October, and she hadn't been to school for even one day. She knew her name might be on the local party chief's list of girls to send away to slave in the factories of the Chinese, far from her own Uyghur people.
"Sit, Mehrgul."
The voice of the egg woman broke through her stupor.
"Sit next to Hajinsa.
It's not often there's such a soft place to rest." She held out an egg. Mehrgul clamped her jaws shut as she forced one offensively ugly shoe after the other over the mat and took her place.